Hi, everyone. We've got big news.
We're starring in a new Karate Kid movie together.
That's big news. But we even have bigger news.
Bigger than that?
We're looking for next Karate Kid.
That's right. The global search for the star of our new film starts right now. So let's wax on, wax off, everybody.
You mean check it on, check it off, hang it up?
Maybe the new Karate Kid will have to do it all. I'm excited. You excited?
I'm very, very excited.
Let's do it. Learn more about this new role.
Submit your audition video.
What the hell, man? New Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio, Jackie Chan. Okay, both respectively come from a different version of the Karate Kid. One from the original, one from the reboot with Will Smith's kids. What's his name?
Jaden Smith.
Thank you, Jaden. They're not. They don't. What the hell? What? No, there's no. There's no scissor action there. They're blending them together somehow, some way.
Yeah. Maybe Jackie Chan comes to America.
Maybe that's Mr. Miyagi's cousin.
Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, I guess they could spin it that way. Or maybe, you know, I think his younger brother.
Or maybe they're just going to silent officially make him Mr. Miyagi.
Fill in for the role, you mean? Like, mm-hmm. Recast?
Yeah, just silently without even saying anything.
And maybe.
We don't say nothing, they won't notice.
You're watching Cobra Kai?
Somewhat. I've seen a few episodes.
Okay. Cobra Kai, dude, it is fantastic. Every single season has been fire for me. I love the series. Can't wait for this finale. But now I'm like, Cobra Kai takes place years after the original trilogy. Mm-hmm. And now this new movie sequel is... Where does that leave Cobra Kai? Is it still canon? Is it... I don't know, man.
Maybe it's like GT.
A
non-canon canon.
The non-canon. I'm a little worried. You know me, dude. I'm a sucker for the older stuff.
Yeah, you are.
I come from that era, you know, that those 80s movies. That's my jam. So Karate Kids. I'm Jackie Chan's in there. I love Jackie Chan. Ralph Macchio's in there. So, I mean... You gotta have some sort of confidence that they know what they're doing, you know?
But I like the idea how they're giving, like, and it's an open cast for anybody, really.
Yeah.
That's the part that really caught my attention, and I think it's very cool of them to, like, give somebody a shot, you know?
Yeah. Well, with that, Brother Guns, let me officially put my name into the hat for the running here. Let me show you my audition tape.
Oh, snap.
Watcha. Hey, Holmes, I asked for the corn tortilla. Where is the shell, man? Don't mess with me, man. I'm the Karate Kid, okay? See? Huh? Jackie, call me. Let's do business, bro.
Instead of breaking blocks of ice, you need to break the crunchy tortilla. Do no chop! You need to have, like, four of them stacked together.
Whoopa! Yeah, man. Let's see real quick. If you go to KarateKidCasting.com, it shows, let's see, open casting call, Karate Kid, starring Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio. We are looking for the next Karate Kid, Lee Fong. Looking for an actor to portray Chinese or mixed race Chinese and between 15 to 17 years old. I missed my window.
About like four decades.
He speaks fluent English. Conversational Mandarin is a strong plus. He's smart, scrappy, and a skilled martial artist. Any sort of martial arts, movements, gymnastics, and or dance experience is a strong plus.
Damn, we're screwed.
Acting experience is preferred but not required. Must be available March through June 2024. If this sounds like a role for you or someone you know, please email your name, where you are based, a recent photo, and a short bio. Email KarateKidCasting@sony.com. I think I can convince him, right? You think? I got a shot.
I think you got a better shot at being E. Honda.
Wee. Either way, man, like I said, I got my reserves on the film, but I'm very curious. I can't wait to see what they do. I want to see a trailer, who gets called up. I want to, you know, I actually hope it's a fan. I hope it's not an actor. I hope that, you know, somebody makes a career out of this, you know? That'd be cool.
Tom Holland?
No. Let's not cast him.
he looks the part. He's not young no more. He's a little British, little bit of Chinese.
Terrible. But speaking of the boy, Tom Holland, we have a little bit of a story. So there was a rumor.
Just a little one.
Just a tiny bit. There was a rumor that went around earlier this week that said that Spider-Man 4 is going to be uniting the MCU and Sony Venomverse. It was finally going to tie together what Sony has been doing for years. They've been putting out these movies for the villains, right? The standalone Spider-Man films, but there's no Spider-Man in their world. And Spider-Man 4 was supposedly going to tie everything together. Mm-hmm. It's like someone is listening to the SFL's podcast and is like, hey, these guys are onto something, eh?
Definitely a friend of the show, though.
Definitely. Hold on. Kevin, I'm recording. Dog. Dude, I told you can't do this while we're recording. I'll call you later, Kev. Okay. Sorry. Friend of the show.
Always trying to get on the show.
He always. It's like he knows. He knows our schedule.
Yeah, he does, man. I don't know what's up with him, man. He has eyes everywhere. His eyes
and Right. But supposedly, Brother Guns, I had caught wind that this was apparently broken by a scooper, an online scooper. He goes by the name of MCU Crawler DC on X.
His source was Daniel RPK, who is a respectable business insider. That is who he cited. But later on, that same account that he cited shot him down and completely denied that he made that report.
It would have been cool if he got it right, though.
You think so?
Maybe, yeah.
I'd be interested as to what they could do.
A little bit of Andrew here, a little bit of Tommy there.
Well, if Spider-Man 4, that'd be a Tom Holland. He'd be the one tying all that together and...
So that would have been cool to tie it together with Tom Holland and the Venom spec that was left behind. You know, I think that would have been a good one to tie it together at least. Mm-hmm. Maybe like that little droplet of Venom can like send signals or something like that to Tom Hardy.
It'd be interesting. I mean, there's a lot set up. They definitely could have done something. I'm personally hoping to wait and see the Black Suit Spider-Man for Secret Wars. That's kind of how he debuted in the comics as well. So that's what I'm kind of hoping they're doing with that.
Do you think it's going to be Tom Holland or Andrew?
I don't think, as much as I would want it to be Andrew, I don't think they're going to go with him. But I don't know if I necessarily want Tom Holland to be the one messing with all that. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
they're going to give Toby his redemption.
Hey, come back, please, Toby, please.
I'm calling right now, man. I'm calling right now. He's going to go for Tom Holland, and then Toby's going to jump in the way and save him. He's going to get gooped up.
I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, I do like Tom Holland's Spider-Man, but the way Spider-Man 3 ended, it kind of set up your classic Spider-Man, where he's going to be, you know, just a guy on the ground level stuff. And, you know, I was kind of waiting to see that because that's what Spider-Man is. This last iteration of Spider-Man has been just fantastical. You know, he's in space, he's fighting aliens, he's fighting Thanos, and that was all great and it's all cool, but... You know, that's not your classic Spider-Man stories. You know what I mean?
Well, Venom, ain't that part of the classic Spider-Man anyways? Yeah. It is ground level, you know. It's not for like sure. Venom, like a super alien being, which he is, that has a spaceship.
Right. No, yeah. I don't know what they're going to do with it. I don't know what the hell Sony's doing, dude. Like, I don't know if they have a direction. I don't know if they really know what they're doing. I just don't want them to drag Tom Holland into their cycle of unknown. You know, like, what are we going to do? Just bring in Tom Holland. Just bring him in. He'll save us. You know, like without a plan.
Yeah.
That's like the biggest thing that I don't want to happen.
Yeah, true that.
Yeah. Because then if it bombs... I'll bet we're done for! Yeah, be done.
You know what else is bombing?
What's that?
Apparently Aquaman.
Yeah, it is.
Aquaman is set to make less than the Marvels.
Yeah, it's projected to make $32 million to $42 million, give or take. It's guesstimated to make less than what the Marvels did in opening weekend. Mm-hmm. It is projected to flop. I'm not surprised to see this.
Well, Andrew Turtle was in it.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a big part as to why. They then cut her out. They said they cut her out, and then she was in the trailers, and I mean, she's still in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, this has a $205 million budget. Oof. Projected for $32 million to make back. I mean, that's a big flop. Honestly,
with all these flops that are happening lately on both sides, what do you think that's doing to the industry, the superhero industry? They're not as popular as they used to be, it seems. Mm-mm.
Yeah. It's definitely hurting, for sure. If people don't go to see these, they're going to stop making them, right? Eventually, they're going to have to slow down. And really, that might be the right move to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, slow it down. Don't put out so many damn shows on Disney Plus, Marvel. The game plan before was what? We'd get 2 to 3 Marvel movies a year?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of The Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now. And it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it.
Oh, my God.
If that, I know two for sure, but that third, mm-hmm. sometimes not.
Right. And it was great for a little, what, 15, 20 years. It was great.
Mm-hmm. Quality was there. Mm. The stories were better. Everything was there. They had the time to introduce and roll out everybody's actual story.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like DC and Marvel both need a hero.
Yeah. Aquaman 2 is supposed to be the last one in the prior DC, what was already filmed, what they had to put out. Mm-hmm. Well, not had to, right? But it's what they wanted to put out.
Like before and, James Gunn?
Right, right, exactly.
Who's also a friend of the show, by the way.
Of course. Yeah. But yeah, that when he reboots everything, that's when I will be, you know, I'm going to be on it because I'm very interested. I do like the DC comics. I do like the DC characters. I do want it to be successful, but what they're giving us now, what they have been giving us for a while, is like, it's been second fiddle to Marvel for mm-hmm. years.
Not yeah. lately. Damn.
Well, even so, it's still playing second fiddle to Marvel.
Yeah. They have like a Goku Vegeta rivalry going. Sometimes he's a little bit better, then he gets outclassed back and forth.
Yeah. Another thing that's going back and forth, is this rumor that I keep hearing from the Fantastic Four.
Oh.
So, let me set it up for you. Let me set it up for you.
Let me give you the pen right there.
Mm-hmm. You ready?
Write the story. There we go.
Okay.
There you go.
So, last week we reported on Pedro Pascal is like, that close to signing on as Reed Richards. And at the time of this recording, I haven't sourced that he has signed on yet.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen videos on TikTok.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I've seen it on TikTok. I've seen it everywhere that he is on, he's signed on, that he is our new Reed Richards. I haven't sourced it yet. I haven't seen a 100% confirmation just yet. But supposedly, they're trying to work with him with scheduling because he's got, you know, The Last of Us coming up. He's got something else going on. I forgot what it is, but scheduling stuff. But he is, like, right there. He wants it.
So, basically, the word on the street is they believe, or the rumor is, that Sue Storm is going to be the lead of mm-hmm. the Fantastic Four.
Right.
Like, she's going to be the main power and, like, the main person and, like, focused around,
mm-hmm.
and not Mr. Fantastic,
mm-hmm.
like a lot of people think usually is the main focus around the Fantastic Four.
So I keep hearing that this movie will be, well, the team will be led by Sue Storm. I didn't necessarily take it that way. I think that the story will revolve heavily around Sue Storm. Not necessarily that Sue Storm will be the new leader of the Fantastic Four. At least that's the way I took it. Again, I haven't been able to find anything saying otherwise. But don't forget, dude, also that like the script is still in writing. I mean, mm-hmm. they could just white it out. Like, boop, never mind. Fans didn't like that. Eraser and just write Reed as leader. You know, just they can fix it. They can still fix it. But whatever the case may be. So that's what they're talking about. Going on in that. And then the other big thing that's going on is the Silver Surfer is getting a gender swap. It's not going to be a male Silver Surfer. It's going to be a female Silver Surfer. And dude, TikTok everywhere. It's like, oh my God, cancel Marvel. I'm done with Marvel. I'm never watching another Marvel again.
That, and I've heard like, just don't even make the Fantastic Four movie that they're mm-hmm. going to ruin it again.
Okay. Hold on, Bill. Let's talk real quick. Okay, the report did say that a scooper is saying to expect a female Silver Surfer. Now, that doesn't to me necessarily say that it's going to be the same Silver Surfer that we all know, the one that we saw in the Fox movie, the sequel, the one mm-hmm. from years ago, the one from the comics, the one that you know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, you're right. That's Silver Surfer. You say Silver Surfer, you know exactly who it is. I don't think it's necessarily him. I think it could be possibly Frankie Reyes, who is another Silver Surfer, was created to serve under Galactus, his herald. Calm down, Guns, not his harem.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh,
not his harem. It's his herald. Okay. So we got Frankie.
It's the Phoenix.
So Frankie Ray, who is she? She was a translator for the UN. She became Johnny Storm's girlfriend. She gets fire powers, and then she says, Galactus, I want to serve under you. And then she becomes a Silver Surfer-esque type of character, and she goes around and feeds him. She feeds Galactus willingly. She's happy to do it. She ain't got no problem. Go destroy that world. Go eat them. Eat them. Go. That's what she does.
Pretty sure she's good at eating stuff.
That's what she doesn't mind doing the work. But I can see if they go ahead and they say, Silver Surfer, no. That's him. We're casting her to be him. Okay. Different story. But they're not saying that. Like, in stone.
But to my knowledge, for Galactus, when he has his heralds, which are like, that's the guy, like his main honcho, whatever he has,
mm-hmm.
they usually don't turn into like Silver Surfers. They keep like their form, but they just get a power boost, basically, from what I know.
Mm-hmm.
But they look the same.
More or less.
That's why when this rumor came out about Silver Surfer getting a gender swap, I'm thinking it's the actual Silver Surfer.
Okay. So this is her, right? She's got fire powers over here.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she becomes a part of the Herald, she has that body type that looks like the Silver Surfer. She goes by Nova, but I don't think they're going to call her Nova because Nova is another character. But at Nova Corps. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, but you can see that she's still, just like you're saying, she gets enhanced, she still has that firepower, but she has the body of a Silver Surfer-esque type of being.
But she's like red, though.
Well, she's covered in fire, but the body is still silver.
I guess.
Know what I mean?
See, but then I wouldn't say Silver Surfer gender swap. I would say, oh, it's going to be What's-Her-Face Reyes, a new Herald of Galactus.
Maybe. Maybe, yeah. Maybe that was on fault of the scooper who, you know, released that information.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he didn't know the right wording. Although, this is my guess. I'm not saying this is what it is. This is my guess. Mm-hmm. This is what I think is actually going on. And to your point, you're saying that the other dude, the Silver Surfer, is the main version that everyone knows. I think you're right on that.
Yeah.
If they're bringing this chick in, maybe they're going to kill her off.
And he's going to get the Silver Surfer guy?
Maybe. Maybe. They can still bring him in. They can still be loyal to the actual source and bring him in.
I guess.
Yeah, if they go with something like that, dude, I'm totally okay with that. 100% okay with that.
And that's what I'm saying, dude. Like, I'm not afraid to change. But as long as they get their wording right and don't say, this is the Silver Surfer. Then, right. If they do that, then I'll be like,
F you, mother effer.
Then you'll be flipping tables. Oh, I must cancel Marvel. I'm not watching this movie. Yeah. You'll be joining them?
Yeah, totally. As long as they specify it's not him, I'll be cool with that. Whatever. It's a different character. I'm cool with that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I would have no problem with that. I guess we'll have to wait and see because, I mean, again, this is my guess. This is my speculation. I don't know if that's for sure, but we'll have to wait and see if it really is a gender swap or not.
Johnny, Supernova. Playing on, kid. Yeah, and fire. Yeah, fire.
All right, well, I guess that's everything for today. Short, sweet, and simple. We're enjoying our Thanksgiving break, so we're going to keep it short, sweet, and simple today. Which, by the way, I hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving. Hey, crapped in a turkey. We here at the SFLs, even though Kay isn't here.
He's at some glory hole off somewhere.
Definitely, definitely. And Minarim as well. I think he's with him. I'm pretty sure.
I think
they went together.
But you never know with that guy. You know, he's a legend.
Right. Knows
if he's actually there or not.
Yeah, who knows? Cheesy moment. Just cheesy moment. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Like, really, this is really cool. We're really close to 400 subscribers on YouTube. We are very appreciative. We didn't have no
idea what we're doing in the beginning.
Yeah, for sure. We still kind of don't. You know, we just hang out, we have fun, and we hope that everyone who listens is enjoying it as much as we like doing it. So, you know, thank you guys for listening, and we hope to continue to pleasure you. In the ear.
And then if there's something you guys want us to review, send us an email or something like that. Maybe we'll throw up on the next episode.
Definitely. I mean? Yeah.
You can email me at guns@thesfiles.com.
And bogusbird@thesfiles.com.
And you can send all your
wiener
pics, the big ones, the small ones, the skinny ones, the long ones, the thick ones, the girthy ones, the veiny ones, the hairy ones, the sweaty ones, the leaking ones, the glizzy ones, the shiny ones. Did I say hairy?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's throw hairy in there
again. The extra hairy.
Extra hairy.
The Sasquatch hairy ones.
Sasquatch hairy. Mm. The micros. The giants. The bowlegs.
Oh, wow.
You can send them all to agentk@thesfiles.com.
Yeah. Don't forget to visit us also at www.thesfiles.com. You can listen to all of our prior episodes. We have fun. We talk trash. We play games, play trivia. We talk news. We talk movies, TVs, films. We just have good time here, and we just hope to entertain you. Oh, and while you're at it, you might as well go to our Patreon. Help a brother out, you know? I don't think I'm going to land that role. It's just a feeling. I don't think I'm going to get it. So help us out, you know? It'd be really cool. Go check it out. We put all the episodes out there, uncut, uncensored, unfiltered. It's all good. Just go out there and have a good time. You can also follow us on social media. Brother Guns, where can they find us?
You can follow us at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. And if you're on the go,
they can listen to us on Spotify, Amazon Music, right, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, which will be discontinued sometime soon, replaced with YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and sweet, sweet Pandora.
Love Pandora. Never said anything better about Pandora.
Never. That's going to do it for us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This is Bogus Bird signing out.
This is Guns deucing out.
And we'll catch you on the next one.
Deuces.
Peace. Brother Guns, let me officially put my name into the hat for the running here. Let me show you my audition tape. All right, I got my.
Oh no! Oh Lord! Oh snap.
So here's my audition tape.